Broadcast comes from Provena Covenant Medical Group. Provena Medical Group physician Dr. Lenley Jackson, a U of I graduate, will be offering campus area residents a primary care option just steps from Krannert Center. Appointments available at his campus office at 217-328-2323.
It'll be sunny today with a high of 82. Meteorologist Ed Kieser has details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A Champaign man could face up to 60 years in prison after a jury found him guilty yesterday of killing his estranged wife. Robert Arnett didn't show any emotion when Champaign County Judge Thomas DeFantis read out the verdict late yesterday. Arnett was accused of strangling Naomi Arnett in her home in the rural town of Sadorus in May of last year and burying her body in a wooded area south of the town. Robert Arnett argued he found his wife hanging in her basement. Arnett's attorney, Emily Monroe, says she'll appeal the verdict. State's attorney, Julia Reitz, says the evidence against Arnett is strong enough to withstand any further scrutiny.
Everyone has a right to an appeal, but I believe this is a very strong case, well put together. The evidence was solid, and so we're comfortable and confident that this is a verdict that's going to stand and a sentence that's going to find some justice in this case.
State's Attorney Reitz says Robert Arnett had several chances to tell the police that he found and moved the body, but didn't do so until after he was arrested. She says she will ask for a 60-year prison sentence for Arnett. The minimum he could face is 20 years. Judge DeFantis has set a sentencing hearing date for November 3rd. The announcement of a site for additional grade school classrooms in North Champaign is being delayed. Unit 4 School Board President Dave Tomlinson had planned an announcement at last night's special board meeting, but he says he's holding off on naming the site while he runs the proposal past officials of other local governments, such as the City of Champaign and its Park District. Tomlinson says an announcement should come in the next 2 weeks. The Champaign School District has agreed as part of the consent decree to build new classrooms north of University Avenue. Tomlinson says the district's proposal has the approval of representatives for plaintiffs in the consent decree. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich signed an executive order yesterday to change the ethics bill passed by the General Assembly. Tony Arnold has more.
The lawmakers' version of the ethics legislation made a big change to campaign finance law. It limited state officials who dole out contracts from accepting money from prominent contractors. Blagojevich says that doesn't go far enough and expanded the law to all officials and legislators.
By using the executive order and by applying it to all of us, we will have taken the bill that was passed by the legislature and made it better, make it stronger, and make it more meaningful and more widespread.
Blagojevich also made a few other changes, like prohibiting state lawmakers from also holding jobs in a city or county government. The law goes into effect on January 1st. I'm Tony Arnold.
Champaign Democrat Mike Frericks, meanwhile, was one of the measure's more than 40 co-sponsors in the Illinois Senate. He says the governor's amendments to the bill are an attempt to poison its chances of becoming law.
I think the governor needs to understand how the legislative process works. He may have some good proposals, but he's supposed to introduce bills. The governor is in charge of the executive branch, not of the legislative branch. So I wish that he would spend more time in Springfield and work with us during the session to make changes and make what he calls improvements.
Meanwhile, Danville Republican House member and co-sponsor Bill Black also says the governor has effectively killed the ethics measure. He says the amendments won't be passed due to constitutional questions about the governor's use of a mandatory veto powers. Black says Blagojevich insisted on, quote, playing games with the ethics bill. The University of Illinois at Chicago is preparing to release 140 boxes of documents from a nonprofit organization Barack Obama served on that is linked to former 1960s radical William Ayers. The university has posted on its website a detailed index of the records to be released today. The records are from the school reform group, the Chicago Annenberg Challenge, that Obama chaired in the 1990s and Ayers co-founded. Ayers has a controversial past that some supporters of Republican John McCain want to highlight. Ayers was a founder of the Weather Underground that took credit for a series of bombings, including non-fatal blasts at the Pentagon and U.S. Capitol 4 decades ago. The Associated Press is one of several news organizations that have signed up to review the school group's records. The FBI is now offering $40,000 for information leading to the arrest of a bank robber. The agency is dubbed the Time Bandit. The person wanted in the robberies of 11 banks in the Chicago area was dubbed the Time Bandit because of his method of escape. He demanded employees of the banks he robbed count to 300 before calling police. Originally, the FBI offered $20,000 for information leading to the suspect's arrest. It's been raised to $35,000. The most recent bank robbery believed to have been committed by the Time Bandit occurred July 25th in Homer Glen. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, we have another sunny day, and still about Thursday night or so, a chance of a few passing showers and thunderstorms, but that's about it for us here. Huh?
Yeah, I'm not real excited about that rain. I think if you're able to water things, you'll have to continue to water.
Yeah, things are getting a little limp around the old garden at our house.
Yeah, they are, and if you have several hundred acres of farmland, obviously you can't water it all.
So. Yeah, that's going to be a big concern. Farm Progress Show begins, and it should be pleasant weather to be there.
Yeah, it should be rather pleasant. I'll tell you, a lot more pleasant than it was in Decatur last year. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you recall, Jay, it was hot.